Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. We have minutes from, what date? February 28th, 2019. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Representative Herr moves the minutes of February 28th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. The only other agenda item today is House File 13. Representative Kunesh-Podein, if you could come forward. Members, this bill has been through substantive committee hearings. This is really just kind of a traffic stop along the way. And so I think if we can have Representative Kunesh-Podein present the bill, and we'll do member questions, and I think we should be able to wrap this up in 30 minutes. And so that's the plan for this morning. So Representative Kunesh-Podein, if you could, well, actually, let's move the bill. So do I have a motion? Representative Schultz moves that House File 13 be re-referred to the General Register. And Representative Kunesh-Podein, if you could please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. So this is a bill that proposes a state constitutional amendment that would prohibit denial of equality in the law on the basis of gender. I submit this proposed amendment, equality under the law shall not be abridged or denied on account of gender, to Minnesota voters in the November 2020 state election. And the reason for this amendment is because no one should be held back or provided less of an opportunity, less respect or protections under the law because of their gender. This is an issue of universal human rights. It's one that has been discussed and debated and denied for close to 200 years, especially against women. And we would like to be able to put this into our Constitution so that there are those constitutional rights against any of the offenses that might come along. Gender equality should be an explicit basic principle of our society and be stated in such in our Minnesota Constitution.
Thank you. Any questions to the author? Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I think I've heard this bill twice now. And I'm going to ask the same question that had been asked in committee, which is you chose to use the word gender as opposed to sex. And, of course, they mean two very, very different things, as we had a very long protracted conversation in judiciary about. Can you just state for these folks that have not been on those committees why you chose to use the word gender and not sex and how they differ?
Okay.
Representative Kunesh-Podein.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative. We chose to use the word gender because we feel that it's an inclusive word. Gender includes everybody, no matter what their sex or their identity, their gender identity is. And in a world where we are trying to be as inclusive as we can with personal ideas and thoughts of how they people self-identify, we felt that gender would be the word to use. One other state has used that and passed that into their constitution, and we felt that we would like to use that word to show that Minnesota is supportive of all folks of all gender.
Further questions or discussion? Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering if you could explain the difference between sex and gender. I know sex is defined in our statutes, gender is not, and so we had a very long conversation about what gender actually means. Since it's undefined in our statutes, can you just give some more information about what it actually means since it's undefined?
Representative Kunesh-Podein.
Sure. Mr. Chair and Representative, gender means that we acknowledge and respect and understand that everybody's a little bit different and that folks self-identify in different ways when it comes to their sexual orientation or their gender orientation, and that this is a word that is used quite often in many different ways, in many different legal documents, and as I said, we want to be able to show that Minnesota supports folks however they identify, and are very happy to use this word, gender. Sex, I know in the past, has been limited to just a male or a female identity, but in this day and age, again, we know that many people identify in different ways, and we'd like to include that so that they are not excluded from constitutional protections.
Representative Drozdowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I had a similar conversation in the Ways and Means Committee on this topic. But Representative Kanish Padin, doesn't everybody have a sex?
Representative Kanish Padin.
Mr. Chair, I would assume so.
So, Mr.
Representative
Chair,
Drozdowski.
And Representative Kanish Padin, what is exclusive about the word sex if your argument is the gender is more inclusive?
Representative Kunish Padin.
Mr. Chair, Representative, we can debate those two words as long as we want, but we chose to use the word gender in order to be inclusive of everybody who identifies not just as a male or not just as a female, so that they have those constitutional protections.
Representative Drozdowski.
So, Mr. Chair and Representative Kanish Padin, you acknowledge that that everybody has a sex. And you also said that or inferred that using sex is not as inclusive as using gender. Those two statements by you are in direct conflict of each other. That's problematic. Where, Representative Kanush Padin, does your description or your definition of gender come from? I mean, you just articulated to us what the definition of gender is, but I haven't seen that written. Is it in statute somewhere?
Representative Kanush Padin.
Mr. Chair, Representative, I have not found it in statute.
So, Mr. Chair.
Representative Drozdowski.
And Representative Kanush Padin. The voters, when they see this on the ballot, do you expect them to know and freely understand your definition of gender? Or how do you expect them to know what that is when they vote for this, since there is not a definition of gender for them to refer to?
Representative Kunish Padin.
Mr. Chair, Representative, I believe that Minnesotans are relatively quite intelligent, that they are familiar with the word gender. I believe that if they are a well-informed society here, they perhaps will understand that gender is a commonly used word. It embraces, you know, everybody in our community. Sex also means different things to other people. So we could come up with a million definitions of sex. We could come up with a number of definitions of gender. But I feel that gender is the word that is going to be most inclusive for our state.
Representative Drozdowski.
So, Mr. Chair and Representative Kanish Padin, you just outlined the reason that this bill is problematic. You don't have a definition of gender to refer to. The people of Minnesota won't know the meaning of what they're voting on. And this bill is fundamentally flawed. And to bring this forward and put it in front of the voters of Minnesota, to have them put them in a position to have to vote on something that doesn't have a clear meaning to them, is not responsible for us as a legislature to even consider doing. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Becker-Finn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I just wanted to point everyone to the bill summary and the second paragraph. Gender has increasingly been used to refer to a person's innate sense of their own identity rather than their biological makeup or physical anatomy. So I just thought that was helpful, and hopefully folks are doing their homework and reading this stuff ahead of time, but just wanted to point that out. Thanks.
Representative Schultz.
So thank you, Mr. Chair. I was going to point out the same definition. But I think it's more common knowledge what gender is. I know that everyone I work with at the university understands the definition of gender, and I think people in Minnesota will understand the definition of gender. If we want to be that specific, there are other terms in there that you may want to define as well. We don't define every single term that's in a bill. If you think we need to put that gender definition in there, I'm happy with that. We could offer an amendment at a different stop or here, but I think the people of Minnesota understand the definition of gender versus the definition of sex.
Representative, well, Representative Herr is next on the list, and Representative Drazkowski, I think since two comments were directed at you, I would give you a short response.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, Representative Schultz, I'll take you up on that. Let's send it back to committee and have some work done so that we got a definition of gender in the bill.
Representative Herr.
Representative Kunesh-Podein, so I think that we're talking about gender and sex as if sex has a much more clear definition, but is it true that sex itself is as ambiguous as gender and that I can be born anatomically with ovaries but that actually have chromosomes that do not define me as a female? So is it true that that definition is actually as ambiguous as well and that it's not as cut and dry as we may think it is?
Representative Kunesh-Podein.
Mr. Chair and Representative, I think you are correct.
Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Kunesh-Podein, for the bill. And I just, there's been this notion that this is problematic in some way. And I just don't think there's anything problematic about just using inclusive language, and that I have a lot of faith in Minnesotans to be able to read this on the ballot and have every intention to make the right judgment, and this is just about being inclusive in terms of all Minnesotans and how they identify. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Representative Fiber.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just thought I'd look up the definitions of the words sex and gender, and I really don't see a problem using the word gender in here. There's a definition of sex that says the sum of the structural, functional, and behavioral characteristics of organisms that are involved in reproduction marked by the union of gametes and that distinguish males and females. So since it's talking about a sum of things, it sounds like, you know, the word sex is maybe not as clear as some are making it out to be. And then the second definition of gender is the word sex, so they're synonyms. I think this is not a big deal, and I think it's using more inclusive language is a good plan, and I'm glad it's worded this way. So thank you for doing that, Representative Kunesh-Podein.
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative Freiberg. I think you kind of made our point, because, you know, that's probably a dictionary definition, Webster's Dictionary or something, where they're interchangeable. But, Representative Freiberg, that's not what this is. You know, as the author has clearly stated, gender means something completely different to her crafting this legislation than sex does, and that is exactly our point. And I think if this is going to be on the ballot, it needs to be defined in the way that you intend it. Or, you know, we had asked, actually, in judiciary if you would come up with some sort of statutory definition so people would know what you mean by this language, because believe it or not, they do actually go back to the author's intent on many different issues, as you know. So I think it's actually quite important. It's not interchangeable, as the author has stated over and over again. We had a very, very long conversation in judiciary about sex versus gender, what those words mean. And as you were saying, it's sort of, in this day and age, it's become even more nuanced. And someone was reading a list, I don't recall who it was, in committee, just different self-identifiers of gender, and it was a very long list, approaching 20 different self-identifiers of gender. That's a very different thing than a biological binary option, which is what typically sex is. So we just want to know, what are you talking about? And would you define it? And would you put it out clearly for the public so when they're voting on it, they know what they're voting on? That's what we're asking, Representative Kunesh-Podein.
Representative Kunesh-Podein, I don't have anyone else on the list, so why don't you maybe address the question and give your final comments, and we'll proceed to a vote.
Thank you. May I invite somebody to respond to that request?
Yes. Please identify yourself for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Chair Winkler and committee members. My name is Lisa Stratton. I'll shorten my background to say I'm a co-founder. I was a co-founder of Gender Justice, a nonprofit organization, where we chose the word gender when we named our organization over some of the older organizations like us had been named Women's Law Centers. And we did it for the very reasons that Representative Kanish Padin is espousing, that it is a more understood, modern terminology, and the science is increasingly recognizing the fact that we don't actually have an understood by science binary of sex. There are people, there have always been people who are born who are intersex. There are the you know, 4 to 5 different ingredients, shall we say, that go into what makes up what people are assigned as a biological sex. The Olympics has a hard time defining whether certain individuals can be as men or women. So it isn't the simple thing with the word sex in terms of science and biology. It also isn't a simple thing in law. There has been much litigation, all of which you have certainly followed over the years, about what is the meaning of sex in the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And that definition is evolving to look more like gender at this point in the courts. So that's, I think that's, those are the main points I would make. Thank you.
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, again, I think you kind of made my point, which is, what we do here is define things so that we know what we're talking about. That's why there's lawsuits. So our job as a legislature is to define what we're talking about. Now, I realize we don't have to define every word, but this is the pinnacle point of the legislation is the word gender. So I think we should at least have some sort of a definition so that the public knows what we're talking about. That's what we would ask you to do, Representative Kudish-Bedin. We'd ask the same thing in judiciary. So we'd like to see that defined, because I think it's only fair for the public to know what we're talking about and what they're voting on.
Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Representative Kudish-Bedin. Thank you for
the point about ambiguity in gender and sex. I do identify as Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair. Wow. Mr. Chair, I saw you at hockey last night. I'm pretty sure that's true. The gender versus sex issue is, I think, very timely. I have people in my life that have how you would define their life, or they would define their life, more importantly, is changing. It's, I think, while I've known many people, certain people, their definition of themselves or how they want to be known is changed, you know, during my friendships with them. And so it's not that simple. I'm glad that you're being broader and more inclusive and more modern in the language. And yes, it's a challenge. It's a challenge, and it's hard to define. It's hard to know the right pronouns. It's a complicated, you know, imagine it's complicated for us. Imagine it for them, what they're struggling with in their lives. I just can't even imagine. So I'm glad you're more inclusive, and I think it's the right thing. I think our younger citizens of Minnesota would certainly understand this even better than we do, as it's a very common reality of today's world. So thank you. Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion on the committee? Representative Kunish-Bodine, your final comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members, and I would just like to renew my request to move this forward in order to create that question on the ballot for all Minnesotans.
Very well. Representative Schultz renews her motion that House File 13 be re-referred to the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no.
No.
Motion prevails. House File 13 is on its way. And members, if there is no further discussion, the committee is adjourned.